Morning, everyone. There is a known concept that when it comes to chametz on Pesach, so that it is not nullified, even if you have one to a million times pieces of chametz. If you have a little drop of chametz, everything becomes treif. And so that's why we're so careful about eliminating chametz in general. But the truth is that this only applies on Pesach itself. So therefore, if someone does have a little piece of chametz that falls into, some sort of a dish that you're cooking before Pesach, and you have technically 60 times that amount of chametz, so it's nullified like every other area of halacha. Which brings us, of course, to the very famous question of eggs and milk on Pesach. So a lot of people get very nervous about what to do, or people are just totally unaware about how to follow the halacha when it comes to eggs and milk. So we're very concerned that some of the vitamins and whatever it is that they put into the milk may or may not have some sort of chametz deka substance in it. But of course, anything that they do put into milk in general is going to be nullified. But the problem is, so if you purchase milk on Pesach itself, on Pesach itself, so even if there is a small little drop of chametz, so it cannot be nullified, which is why we say that one does not need to purchase special kosher Pesach milk as long as you purchase it all before Pesach actually starts. But once Pesach actually starts, then we need to have special kosher Pesach milk, because then we want to make sure that there's no chametz whatsoever in there, because again, it could be nullified before Pesach, but it cannot be nullified on Pesach. The same is true with eggs as well. How could you have a chametz stick of egg? It all comes from the chicken. Well, the problem is what they stamp the egg with, or the ink that they use. Sometimes there's a concern that there might be some chametz in that ink, and so therefore we say when it comes to eggs and milk before for Pesach, if you purchase them all before Pesach, there's no concern whatsoever, and it does not need to be kosher lePesach at all. But if you want to purchase eggs or milk on Pesach, it needs to be kosher lePesach. So that's why you have to just be sure to make everyone safe. You just purchase it all before Pesach, and everyone will be well and good in the world. You can have as many omelets as you like, and we wish everyone a beautiful day. And we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.
Lots of matzah bread.
Rabbi Chanani ben Akash, Matzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos.